You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Amanda was the first one in. Hi, Amanda. Good morning. Hey. All right. Here we go. Highlight of your weekend.
Two little girls.
You did what with little girls?
I got to hang out in my hammock.
Oh, hang in your hammock. Dom just said that we would not accept
hanging
out with your kids.
We are rejecting all things with hanging with your kids. It's got to be something that's not kid-related. What was the highlight that was not kid-related?
It's cool you have a hammock, though.
Well,
I'll give you that.
I hung out in my hammock by myself.
There it is.
Fair enough.
Hammock time. You ever gotten a friend over and tried to spin yourself all the way around in the hammock?
When I was way younger, yes.
Yeah, I think we all
ever tried making out in a hammock?
Well, never have I ever, no.
I've done more than that in a hammock.
Well, I've tried. It was so awkward that it was just like, no, that's...
Not going to work.
It sounds romantic and wonderful, but it's like, nah.
It sounds messy.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Oh, it's a genuine laugh you got out of me, Amanda. Good for you. Makes up for invoking your children.
My apologies.
Yeah, that's so good. All right, let's play Rattle Off. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, good. And for everybody who is on hold, even if Amanda gets it, we respectfully request that you do not hang up because we so want to talk to each and every one of you to find out these highlights of your weekend. So no matter what, stay on the line. Amanda, give me a letter for any letter of the alphabet. I don't care which one.
A.
A is good. Give us five bands or singers whose name begins with A. Ready?
A.
And go!
Ariana Grande, AFI, Adam Levine.
Man. Well, you got off to a good start, didn't you?
Give me an Alabama.
Give me an Adele.
Adele.
Two totally different bands, Alabama and Adele. Yeah.
Nothing in common.
Nothing alike. Yeah.
Nothing. Amanda, so glad you called. Hope you have a great rest of your day, okay?
You too. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. We appreciate your courtesy. Next up, Kelly. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning.
Hello.
Highlight of your weekend?
Being outside with nature.
Oh, yeah? What were you doing? Just walking around naked?
Well, no, I decided to wear clothes. But I walked around in around trees and paths and away from the city. It was beautiful.
Yeah, you're walking amongst the trees.
I walked around trees.
Well, that's nice. That's good.
Good for you.
Was that a hike or just...
Just walking.
Like
maybe.
A park.
No, it was just a walk.
Okay.
Okay, that's fine. Listen, we're really pushing people to the limit here. Man. The highlights of their weekends are lying in a hammock and going for a walk.
Looking at trees. Two tree-related activities back to back. How about that?
That's great. Well, okay. Thanks for playing along, Kelly. Let's play Rattle Off. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, good. 10 seconds. Give us five... types of bread. Five types of bread. Ready and go.
Wheat bread, white bread, sourdough bread, rye bread, artesian bread.
You know bread.
Keto bread.
Yuck.
God, I know it's not great, but there is this one brand at Costco that's not bad if you toast it and put peanut butter on it.
You got to disguise it a little bit.
You have to disguise it a bit, sure. But I mean, you know. Kelly, you're a
winner.
Winner.
Nobody else hang up. Don't hang up.
All right, listen, stand by. Josh wants to come back and give you a few details about that prize to Elitch's, okay?
Yes, and thank you for making me laugh every day. I appreciate you.
Oh, that's
Kelly,
very nice.
Thank you for the kind words. We hope you have a brilliant Monday. Don't go away. Only one of the other four hung up.
Jerk move.
That means Liz, Haley, I guess, and Lori are all cool people.
All right.
Here's Liz. Liz, good morning.
Morning. How's it going?
Hey, girl. Hey, good.
It's all good.
Highlight.
What was the highlight of your weekend?
I was at a wedding, so I went to a wedding.
Do me a favor. Can you get us off that Bluetooth / speakerphone thing that you got us on, please?
How's that?
Better, thank you. Who got married?
One of my best friends from childhood. We've known each other since I was like 4.
First marriage for her?
Yes, so far.
So far. Give it some time. Okay.
Do you approve of the person she married?
I do. He's pretty great.
That's cool.
Are you married?
I am not married. I am a divorce lawyer.
Oh.
Do you want to be married again?
I've never been married.
No, she's just a divorce lawyer. Not a divorced lawyer.
She was a divorced lawyer.
Not okay. A divorced past tense lawyer, but...
Okay. So you've never
A lawyer who works in the field of divorce. Are you saying that you are turned off completely by matrimony and you will never do it?
I didn't say that at all. You said it.
But I'm wondering, do you feel that way?
No, I don't feel that way. But I am a big fan of prenuptial agreements.
Yeah, because right. You see a lot of stuff.
You can't blame me because we said, are you married? And you said, no, I'm a divorce attorney.
Right. I mean, essentially saying that you've seen all the tragedies.
That implies that you ain't doing that you know what anytime soon. So,
Do you have a special someone in your life?
I have a really cool dog.
Oh, man.
Do you want somebody special in your life? Or are you totally happy being on your own?
I'm happy being on my own, but I would like someone down the road.
Okay. If the right person comes along, right?
Yes, exactly.
And they've got to like your dog.
And your job. Yeah. And be, you know, like, cool with your job. Because if anything were to ever go down, you'd take them to the cleaners.
Mm-hmm. She would, too.
What are you looking for in that special someone?
Someone who likes dogs and... We'll go hiking and travel and cook me food.
Hey, there's no harm in getting all of that out right up front, Liz, right? This is what I expect. Exactly. You better love my dog. You better take me traveling, and you better be a good cook.
Exactly.
All right. Well, you know what you want.
Fair enough.
Then. Very good.
How's it going finding somebody who ticks all of those boxes? Not too good, I guess.
Oh, Denver, dating in Denver is just a whirlwind.
It's a nightmare, huh?
Yeah. 0 out of 10 recommend.
Are you looking for a man or a woman?
A man.
So what's making the guys so bad?
Oh, they're just, they think hiking is an entire personality trait.
Well, that was like the first thing on your list, dogs and hiking.
I know, but you need like something else. You need some substance.
Yeah, but you just said that's what you're looking for, is somebody to hike.
I know. Anyone can hike, though. Not anyone.
I don't get it.
I'm confused. There's a picture being drawn here, Liz.
You're looking for somebody that hikes, but if you find a guy that hikes too much, he's not good.
Oh, no. They just all move here from Midwest, and they hike and ski and want someone who does those things, but that's all they do with their life.
Okay.
And they just have, like, no substance. You know, you need some more... intellectual debate, you know, be able to take on the world a little bit more.
I'm with you on that.
That's good.
Just looking for somebody who's a little bit more three-dimensional is what you're saying.
Exactly.
Well, you know what? I wish you the best with that. You have been absolutely delightful to speak with, and we hope you have a terrific Monday, okay?
Good luck.
You guys too.
Bye. Thank you, Liz. There goes the divorce attorney.
Loves dogs.
Here's Haley. Hi, Haley.
Hi.
Hey.
Thank you so much for holding. What was the highlight of your weekend?
My kiddo turned 3. We had a whole party and everything.
Nah, what else you got?
Besides that.
Oh, gosh. I mean, I tried to do a mud run on Saturday. It was canceled, but I ended up having a super fun morning anyways, hanging out with everyone I was going to do the mud run with.
Why was it canceled?
Too muddy?
Yeah, too muddy.
It was too muddy for the mud run.
Yeah, believe it or not, literally.
Yeah, you could slip and fall. You don't want to twist an ankle.
Have you done mud runs before?
No, this is going to be my first one.
I can tell you with like 100% certainty that I will never do a mud run. That is has zero appeal to me to go out there.
I think
they
look like
filthy.
A hoot.
God, it looks disgusting.
They look like a total kick in the pants to me.
Inside of your car is going to be a mess. And
well, so what?
Ugh.
You're such a neat freak.
Like, the opportunity to rinse off there, so it doesn't completely.
I still
mess
feel
up
like
car.
It's going to be pretty darn messy.
It goes from yeah. being a mud run to a wet T-shirt contest, is what it turns mm-hmm. into.
Yeah,
am I right, Haley?
We had a discussion specifically about that to make sure that that wasn't the case.
Right. What are you going to wear underneath?
The
type.
Right shirt. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. The undergarment. Yes, the sports bra.
It's the thick sports bra day.
Yes. Yeah, but it would have been fun, but it ended up being a fun day anyways. So,
what'd you end up doing?
Just drinking. She just drank all day with them.
Ended up getting breakfast or brunch or whatever. And, like, I mean, we sat in line for, like, an hour to get into the mud run. Just, like, having a good time. Listening to the radio, listening to music, joking around, you know.
Just chilling with your homies.
I remember several years ago, my buddy Milo and I were going to meet up. We were going to be in a, I think it was just a 5K. It wasn't, normally we did 10Ks, but we were going to do this 5K that was over by Wash Park. And it was in early December. I think it was the Jingle Bell Run or something like that. Anyway, we get there, Haley, and the temperature is 1 degree above zero. It was 1 degree. Both of our cars registered that and the phones. It was one. And I remember we got there and we got out of the car and we were like, you know what? Maybe this isn't the best idea running when it's that cold. But you know what?
Yeah.
We flippin' did it anyway.
Did you?
Yeah.
We ran the 5K in 1 degree weather and then immediately went somewhere for a hot breakfast.
I was going to say, yeah. I feel like that would just like burn running.
It's also a day that you want to wear your really thick sports bra.
Well, you know what? If you're running, I mean, you start warming up after a while anyway. You're
right.
Kind of sweating a little bit, but sure. That's the coldest I have ever run a race in. It was almost below zero.
Nippy for sure.
Hurt. You know that feeling of like the cold air just breathing in.
Ugh. Well, when you're because you're like, and you're crystallizing your damn lungs. You got me turned on to this whole thing about mud running. I think I need to find one now and go give it a shot.
Yeah.
Well, this one they had to reschedule it for this Saturday. So.
All right. Well, why don't you do us a favor? Call us next Monday and tell us how it goes. Yeah. Okay.
Maybe it'll be my new highlight of the weekend.
Hope so. You have been an absolute trooper to talk with. Thank you for being on the show and have a great day, okay?
You too. Thanks, guys.
Bye, Haley.
Bye. I'm going to try to talk you into doing one of those things sometime.
I don't want
mud
any mud in my crack. I'm good.
Come on. What's not going to hurt? Quit being a big baby.
I'll just run where it's dry.
I know, but this is different. It's fun.
Not fun.
Lori, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Lori.
All right, let's hear it. Highlight of your weekend.
I got a puppy.
Okay, name and name and breed.
Her name is Daisy, and she's a peek-a-poo.
What the hell is a peek-a-poo?
It's a Pekingese
a Pikachu?
Matched with
No, Pikachu's Pokemon.
Right.
A Pekingese and a poodle?
Yes. And she is teensy tiny. She's 3 pounds. She has blonde hair and just full of energy.
Adorable.
Yes.
Well, that's cute. Well,
that's all right. Yeah.
Well, now you got some training to do, right?
Yes, we do.
Yep. Get the potty
pads down.
Were
there little turds on the floor at your house this weekend?
Not yet.
It's coming. But they'll be the cutest little turds ever, won't they?
Oh.
You'll just want to pick one up and eat it. It's so cute. Little milk dud.
Right.
Do you have other animals currently in the house, or is Daisy the only one?
We do. We have a Maltese. He's 8 years old.
Oh, okay.
And how is he doing with the little turd maker?
Great. We were skeptical at first, but he seems to really like her.
And now he's got a little buddy.
That's right.
How much did this dog cost you?
Well, I made a deal. And she out the door with all the supplies and everything, $1,500.
What a bargain.
Yeah, it really was.
What was the deal? Was the dog more money?
Yeah, she was $1,800 just for the dog. And I talked him down to throw in the cage and food and everything that she would need.
Mm-hmm.
And out the door, $1,500.
You're a little negotiator, aren't you?
Yeah, I try.
You know they would have gone as low as $900 if you'd kept it up. You know that, right?
Probably. Probably. But I didn't want to be greedy.
You didn't want to lose the dog either.
Right.
Or have to go back up. Okay, $1,600.
That's right. I feel like I won, and that makes me feel good.
Well,
that's
yeah.
fine. You know, good for you. And you've got, you know, what kind of price tag can you put on love, right, Lori?
That's right.
And I can't give you too much crap because Niles the weirdo. Now, Gretchen had Niles when we got together, but Niles cost her $1,000.
Yeah.
And I thought, man.
That's the going rate.
A grand
for a decent
for a
animal,
cat.
Right?
But
well, and in the dog world, that's pretty cheap.
Yeah, it is. Oh, that's why we got a rescue, and she was like $8.
Yeah.
She's been a great dog. $8, Dom.
That's not bad.
Yep, not bad at all.
I had a 1,500 versus 8. I'm going to say Jeremy won.
I won.
Yep. Well, we needed hypoallergenic, so.
Oh, well.
With a designer.
Yeah.
Right.
Who's allergic?
My husband and my son.
Oh, that's.
Can you just stop getting dogs?
No.
You need a little snuggle buddy, Dom.
Well, I mean, if there's allergy issues in the house and it's not you, you're like, oh, and more dogs the merrier, and your husband and your son are suffering.
No, this is a designer one.
Totally fine with hypoallergenic.
It's a hypo dog.
Yes.
All right.
You can rub that dog all over your face. No problemo.
Could you not go? You think you could go 3 or 4 years without a pet?
Yes.
Well, we did.
Did you?
We didn't have a pet until, we were married for 12 years already.
Oh, so you're saying in the first 12 years you did not have a pet?
Right.
It's because he was itchy.
Yeah.
Hubs was itchy.
We had kids right away, so that was enough.
I do think this will be our last dog. Once little Goldie Fawn is gone, I do want to go a stretch without an animal. Since I was a baby, I've had an animal in my life. So I'm good. I'm going to be good for a while.
Between Sid and Niles, I went 12 years without a pet. And there's a lot of freedom there.
I don't want to bug anybody to watch the dog when I travel. So I'm I want to be to that point.
Well, that was our big hang up because we travel all the time.
There you go.
Lori, I'm really glad you called. I'm glad you got Daisy the Peek-a-poo, and we hope you have a terrific Monday, okay?
Thank you too, guys.
Bye.
Bye, Lori.